Welcome to Zichud Daf Sin Mani Mamar by Avraham Goldar, and today Maseches Menachos, Daf Nun Beis, the end of the fourth parak Katchelis, and the beginning of the fifth parak Kol Menachos Baos Matzah. So the three daves we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah taught that when the Kohen Gadol died and was not replaced, a full Isarn was offered for the morning Chavitin, not half as a Kohen Gadol offers. Rabbi Yochanan asked if another Isarn was offered Bein Arbaim, or were the Chavitin suspended Bein Arbaim. Rava suggested a proof of a Mishnah listing the 13 Kohanim involved in the daily Tamidim, the eighth of which brings the Chavitin onto the Mizbeach. If Chavitin are not brought Bein Arbaim when there's no Kohen Gadol, this eighth Kohen would be left out, yet the Mishnah makes no exceptions. Rabbi Yirmi reacted to this proof. Bavlai Tipshai, foolish Babylonians, Mishum de Yasu Ba'asu de Chashocha, Amri Shmaitis of the Machashchan. Because they live in a dark land, meaning a valley, they say dark, meaning weak, teachings. Just as that Mishnah did not mention exceptions for Kohanim bringing the Nesachim, which can be brought on a later date, it also didn't mention this exception. Rava commented on his reply, Mitivushan Amri Kamayu, they only tell the Rabbanan of Eretz Yisrael are inferior teachings. Mitivusin Lo Amri Kamayu, they do not tell them are superior teachings. Ultimately, however, Rava found a proof and a brisa teaches that another Isarn was brought, Bein Arbaim. Pointing to Rav Yochanan related a machlokas about the standard Chavite Kohen Gadol. Abba Yossi ben Dostai says, Mafrish lo shnei kamatzim shel avona. He separates two kamatzim of frankincense, one of which he offers with the morning chavitin, and the other which he offers with the afternoon chavitin. The Rabban say he separates one kometz and offers half of the morning chavitin and half in the afternoon. The Gemara explains that Abba Yossi holds lashkachan echatzi kometz to kariv. We never find a half kometz offered with a mincha, so a full kometz must be brought with each mincha. The Rabban hold la'ashkachan isarn deboi shnei kamatzim. We never find it in isarn of flour, which requires two kamatzim a lavona. Rav Yochanan asks, if the Kohen Gadol died and was not replaced, which requires a full isarn to be brought in the morning and bein arbaim, are the lavona and shemen doubled as well? Or perhaps we only double that which the Torah taught to double? The Gemara concludes that they are not doubled. And point number three, the fifth parak begins, Kol menachos baos matzah, all menachos are brought as matzah, meaning unleavened bread, chutz mechametz shebatoda ushtei alechem shen baos chametz, except for the leavened bread of the Toda, referring to 10 of its 40 loaves, and the two loaves brought on Shavuos, which are brought as chametz. Tonight we discuss how to add sourdough to a mincha of chametz to hasten the leavening process without deviating from the correct volume. Remer says, Hasor bodo lehen mitochnu mechamson. He removes the sourdough from within the menachos themselves, and it leavens them, meaning he removes some of the measured flour, mixes it with water, and leavens the remaining flour with it. Rav Yehuda says, Afhu eino mina muvchar, even that would not be preferable, because such saor is not sufficiently leavened. Rather, one should bring his own fully fermented saor, put it into a measuring vessel, and fill it with flour, thereby avoiding having too much flour. However, they said to him, Afhi aiser chesera or yisera, even that would be either deficient or excessive, depending on the saor's water content. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Mishnah taught that when the Kohen Gadol died and was not replaced, a full isarn was offered from the morning chavitin, not half as a Kohen Gadol offers. Rabbi Yochanan asked if another isarn was offered bein arbaim, or were the chavitin suspended bein arbaim. Rava suggested a proof of a Mishnah listing the 13 Kohanim involved in the daily Tamidim, the eighth of which brings the Chavitin onto the Mizbeach. If Chavitin are not brought Bein Arbaim when there's no Kohen Gadol, this eighth Kohen would be left out, yet the Mishnah makes no exceptions. Rabbi Yirmi reacted to this proof. Bavlai Tipshai, foolish Babylonians, Mishum de Yasu Ba'asu de Chashocha, Amri Shmaitis of the Machashchan. Because they live in a dark land, meaning a valley, they say dark, meaning weak, teachings. Just as that Mishnah did not mention exceptions for Kohanim bringing the Nesachim, which can be brought on a later date, it also didn't mention this exception. Rava commented on his reply, Mitivushan Amri Kamayu, they only tell the Rabbanan of Eretz Yisrael are inferior teachings. Mitivusin Lo Amri Kamayu, they do not tell them are superior teachings. Ultimately, however, Rava found a proof and a brisa teaches that another Isarn was brought, Bein Arbaim. Pointing to Rav Yochanan related a machlokas about the standard Chavite Kohen Gadol. Abba Yossi ben Dostai says, Mafrish lo shnei kamatzim shel avona. He separates two kamatzim of frankincense, one of which he offers with the morning chavitin, and the other which he offers with the afternoon chavitin. The Rabban say he separates one kometz and offers half of the morning chavitin and half in the afternoon. The Gemara explains that Abba Yossi holds Lashkachan Echatzi Kometz to Kariv. We never find a half kometz offered with a mincha, so a full kometz must be brought with each mincha. The Rabban hold Lashkachan Isarin Deboy Shnei Kamatzim. We never find an Isarin of flour which requires two kamatzim of Lavona. Rav Yochanan asks, if the Kohen Gadol died and was not replaced, which requires a full Isarin to be brought in the morning and Bein Arbaim, are the Lavona and Shemen doubled as well? Or perhaps we only double that which the Torah taught to double. The Gemara concludes that they are not doubled. And point number three, the fifth parak begins, Kol menachos baos matzah, all menachos are brought as matzah, meaning unleavened bread, chutz mechametz shebatodo ushtei alechem shen baos chametz, except for the leavened bread of the toda, referring to 10 of its 40 loaves, and the two loaves brought on shavuos, which are brought as chametz. Tonight we discuss how to add sourdough to a mincha of chametz to hasten the leavening process without deviating from the correct volume. Remer says, Hasor bodo lehen mitochnu mechamson. He removes the sourdough from within the menachos themselves and it leavens them, meaning he removes some of the measured flour, mixes it with water, and leavens the remaining flour with it. Rav Yehuda says, Afhu eino mina muvchar, even that would not be preferable because such saor is not sufficiently leavened. Rather, one should bring his own fully fermented saor, put it into a measuring vessel, and fill it with flour, thereby avoiding having too much flour. However, they said to him, Afi aiser chesera or yisera, even that would be either deficient or excessive, depending on the saor's water content. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Nun Beis, and our standard Siman is a newbie to Yiddishkeit. A newbie to Yiddishkeit, so here goes. When the Kohen Gadol died, one newbie to Yiddishkeit was confused why a full Isarin for the Minchas Chavitin was brought in the morning and again Bein Arbaim. Yet the Levona wasn't doubled, and only a half kometz was offered each time, while his friend was busy adding sourdough to a Mincha of Chametz. Once again, slow motion. When the Kohen Gadol died, one newbie to Yiddishkeit, that must be on Daf Nun Beis. When the Kohen Gadol died, one newbie to Yiddishkeit was confused why a full Isarin for the Minchas Chavitin was brought in the morning and again Bein Arbaim, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses, if a full Isarin is brought from the morning Chavitin without a Kohen Gadol, is another brought Bein Arbaim? So when the Kohen Gadol died, one newbie to Yiddishkeit was confused why a full Isarin for the Minchas Chavitin was brought in the morning and again Bein Arbaim. Yet the Levona wasn't doubled and only a half kometz was offered each time, which reminds us, Rav Yochanan asks, if the Kohen Gadol died and was not replaced, which requires a full Isarin to be brought in the morning and Bein Arbaim, are the Levona and Shemen doubled as well? Or perhaps we only doubled that which the Torah taught to double? The Gemara concludes that they are not doubled. So when the Kohen Gadol died, one newbie to Yiddishkeit was confused why a full Isarin for the Minchas Chavitin was brought in the morning and again Bein Arbaim. Yet the Levona wasn't doubled and only a half kometz was offered each time, while his friend was busy adding sourdough to a Mincha of Chametz. Which reminds us, the fifth parak begins, Kol menachos baos matzah, all menachos are brought as matzah, chutz mechametz shebatodo ushtei alechem she'en baos chametz, except for the leavened bread of the Toda, meaning 10 of its 40 loaves, and the two loaves brought on shavuos, which are brought as chametz. Tanaim discuss how to add sourdough to a mincha of chametz to hasten the leavening process without deviating from the correct volume. So once again, when the Kohen Gadol died, one newbie to Yiddishkeit was confused why a full Isarin from the Minchas Chavitin was brought in the morning and again Bein Arbaim. Yet the Levona wasn't doubled and only a half kometz was offered each time, while his friend was busy adding sourdough to a Mincha of Chametz. Alright, so now it's time for four Blabach Chazara.
Daf Mem Ches. So the Simmer Daf Mem Ches is Moach Brains, and we use Brainiacs. So here goes. Well, one Brainiac, that was more on Daf Mem Ches, Moach. Well, one brainiac was trying to compute what happens when two kvasim are shechted on four loaves, which reminds us, the Brisa states that if one shechted the two kvasim on four challos instead of two, Moshech shtayim mehen umanifan, he removes two of them and weighs them together with the shechted lambs, v'ashar ne'achelos bepidyon, and the remaining loaves are eaten through redemption. So while one brainiac was trying to compute what happens when two kvasim are shechted on four loaves, by contrasting it with the case where four kvasim were shechted over two loaves, which reminds us, Rabbi China Tarasa taught a braisa before Rabbi Yochanan, that if one shechted four kvasim over two loaves, Moshech shnai mehen v'zorg damen shelo ishman, he removes two of them and throws their blood not for their sake, but for an ordinary shlamim sake, because otherwise the last two kvasim will be forbidden in consumption since only two kvasim are required. Rabbi Yochanan objected, but do we tell a person arise and sin so that you will gain? So while one brainiac was trying to compute what happens when two kvasim were shechted on four loaves, by contrasting with the case where four kvasim were shechted over two loaves, another brainiac was working to determine whether kibsei atzeres brought shelo lishma or pasul like a chatas or kosher like a shamei nadava, which reminds us of Yitzhak Tata Brisa, kibsei atzeres sheshchatan shelo kmitzvasan, if lambs of shvus were shechted not according to the prescribed way. Rather, they were shechted shelo lishman, their pasul and are left overnight and are burned. Rav Nachum told him that he compares the kibsei atzeres to a chatas because they're mentioned together in the pasuk, deriving that just as a chatas shechted shelo lishma is pasul, so too kibsei atzeres shechted shelo lishman are pasul. However, a ton of Levi's yeshiva holds they're kosher, deriving shamei chova mishamei nadava, obligatory shlamim, from voluntary shlamim. That brisa discusses shlamim v'nazra, another case of obligatory shlamim.
Daf mem tes. So the simon daf mem tes is meat, and we often use a butcher in the simon. So here goes.
The butcher. That must be on daf mem tes, meat. The butcher from Carbonus Catering, who was upset when a shochet informed him he shechted a lamb with intent that it was a ram, which reminds us Gemara has malchokas whether akir batalos havi akira, an erroneous uprooting of lishma, whether it's still considered an uprooting. So the butcher from Carbonus Catering, who was upset when his shochet informed him he shechted a lamb with intent that it was a ram, since Akira Batalos Havi Akira, had to decide whether to use one lamb for his tamid cut or musaf cut, which reminds us, Rabbi Chiya bar Avin asked Rabbi Chisda, if the tzibur does not have enough animals for the tamidim and musafim obligations, ezen mehen kodim, which one of them takes precedence? The tamidim of that day certainly take precedence over the musafim of that day, since that day's tamidim are tadr umakudash, the more frequent and holy. The question is where there are only enough animals for tomorrow's tamidim or today's musafim, since the tamidim are tadir, but the musafim are makudash, since they're being brought on Shabbos, in contrast to the next day's tamidim. So the butcher from Carbonus Catering, who was upset when his shochet informed him he shechted a lamb with intent that it was a ram, since Akir Batalos Havi Akira, had to decide whether to use the one lamb for his tamikat or musafkat. While his competitor proudly looked on as he always kept a supply of no less than six checked lambs necessary for Shabbos and the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which reminds us, a Mishnah states, "Ein pochasim mishisha tlaim hamuvakarin b'lushkas katlaim." We have no fewer than six checked lambs in the chamber of lambs, enough for the korbanos necessary for Shabbos and the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which is 3 days of two tamidim each. The Gemara explains that this refers to lambs which were examined for mumin for 4 days before Shechita.
Daf Nun. So the Siman Daf Nun is a non-stop flight. So here goes. The passengers on the non-stop flight, that must mean we're on Daf Nun. The passengers on the non-stop flight who were delayed and missed the inauguration of the Mizbeach HaChitzon in the morning and the Mizbeach HaZahav in the afternoon, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses which avodah of the day inaugurates the Mizbeach HaChitzon and the Mizbeach HaZahav. So the passengers on the non-stop flight, who were delayed and missed the inauguration of the Mizbeach HaChitzon in the morning and the Mizbeach HaZahav in the afternoon, and saw the shocking news that the Kohen Gadol died after bringing his Chatzi Asorna of the Minchas Chavitin in the morning, and what happened when a new Kohen Gadol was appointed that day, which reminds us that the Kohen Gadol brought a Chatzi Asorna of the Minchas Chavitin in the morning and died, and another Kohen Gadol was appointed that day, he cannot bring another half Isaron for the afternoon, nor can he use the original remaining half Isaron. Instead, he must bring another full Isaron, divide it, and offer half of it while the other half is destroyed. In total, two halves are offered and two halves are destroyed. A brisa teaches that both destroyed halves require ibur tzura, a change of appearance through remaining overnight, before being burned. So the passengers on the non-stop flight who were delayed and missed the inauguration of the Mizbeach HaChitzon in the morning and the Mizbeach HaZahav in the afternoon, and saw the shocking news that the Kohen Gadol died after bringing his Chetzi Asaron of the Minchas Chavitin in the morning, and what happened when new Kohen Gadol was appointed that day, could smell the aroma from the galley where the steward is preparing the Chavitin-style meals by baking then frying and baking. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokas about the order of baking and frying of the Chaviti Kohen Gadol. Rav Yossi says, Tafena Rabba, it should be baked a lot. He interprets it as both na and na'eh. Therefore, it's first baked, so it's baked while attractive, then fried, then baked again, so it's partially cooked before baking. Daf Nun Alf. So the Siman Daf Nun Alf is a beaver because beavers gnaw. So here goes. While the community reminisced about how the Kohen Gadol used to use beaver skin pouches, beaver, that must be on Daf Nun Alf. Gnaw. While the community reminisced about how the Kohen Gadol used to use beaver skin pouches to bring the three lugin of oil to the base of Migdash for his Minchas Chavitin, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a source that Chaviti Kohen Gadol required three lugin of shemen. So, while the community reminisced about how the Kohen Gadol used to use beaver skin pouches to bring the three lugin of oil to the base of Migdash for his Minchas Chavitin, the Rav who declared that Min HaTorah, since the new Kohen Gadol has not yet been appointed, the Tzibur should be paying for the Chavitin, which reminds us, the next Mishnah says that if no Kohen Gadol was appointed in place of a Kohen Gadol who died, Mishal Mihai Sekreva, from whose funds were the Chavitin brought? Rav Shimon says it was brought Mishal Tzibur from the funds of the community, and Rav Yudah says Mishal Yorshin from the Kohen Gadol. Heirs. So, while the community reminisced about how the Kohen Gadol used to use beaver skin pouches to bring the three lugin of oil to the base of Migdash for his Minchas Chavitin, the Rav declared that Min HaTorah, since a new Kohen Gadol has not yet been appointed, the Tzibur should be paying for the Chavitin, was interrupted by another Rav in a beaver hat who said, since this is happening way too often, the Yorshim must now pay, which reminds us, Rabbi Avo explains that there were two takanas, midaraisa. The Minchas Chavitin were funded from the Tzibur, but during the second base of Migdash, when many unworthy Kohanim Gadolim purchased the position and didn't survive a full year, based on saw it was draining on the funds of the Lishkas, they enacted that the Yorshim should fund the Chavitin. Later, when they saw that the Yorshim were negligent in paying for it, they restored the biblical law for the Tzibur to fund the Chavitin, and this is the takana to which Rabbi Shimon referred. So, all right, so now it's time to cook with a pop quiz of 10 questions.
Which stuff do we discuss Kibsei Atzeres, which were shechted Shlo Lishma, whether they are pasalik achatas or kasher like Shalmei Nedava? That's on Dav. Memchest.
Good. Number 2.
Which stuff do we discuss what the din is if there are insufficient animals for today's Musafim and tomorrow's Tamidin? That's on Dav. Memtes.
Good. Number 3. Which stuff do the Tanaim discuss how to add sourdough to a mincha of chametz to hasten the leavening process without deviating from the correct volume? That's on Daf. Nun Beis. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you discuss which avodah of the day inaugurates the Mizbeach HaChitzon and the Mizbeach HaPnimi? That's on Daf. Nun. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we discuss about the order of baking and frying the Chaviti Kohen Gadol? That's on Daf. None. Good.
Number 6. Which stuff do you discuss what the din is one shechted, four kvasim over two loaves? That's on Daf. Memches.
Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we makokas how much levon was brought in Chaviti Kohen Gadol? That's on Daf. Nun Beis. Good.
Number 8. Which stuff do we makokas if Zrikas Pigol is effective on Lechem, which left Yerushalayim? That's on Daf. Mem Zion.
Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we have a question when a full Isaron is brought for the morning Chavitin without a Kohen Gadol? Is another brought Bein Arbaim? That's on Daf. Nun Beis. Great. And number 10. Which stuff do we discuss the Chaviti Kohen Gadol where the Kohen Gadol died after the first half was brought and another Kohen Gadol was appointed that day? That's on Daf. None. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.